Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, our travel edition of the show. We start at 11 a.m. here in the Coachella Valley, and we cover our local events in the first hour and different happenings going on. And then now we shift gears into travel mode. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Sean.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm telling you, every week I want to say good morning.
I know, good morning. Well, maybe in Arizona, when they hear this part of the show, it will be good morning.
It'll be morning. All right.
Yeah.
So then if I mess up, I got something to fall back on.
Yeah, you're covered.
Because I do. I catch myself almost every time.
I know, because we do start to morning and then kind of shifts gears into the afternoon. All right, today's show is presented by McDonald's because we're loving it. And I want to say something about that in just a second here. Yesterday, I wasn't on KESQ. Yesterday morning on Saturday, like I normally am, but we'll be back next week with a look at the Kona Kai on Shelter Island in San Diego, where we'll be giving away a two-night stay. We're going to be partnering with the Kona Kai to give you some trips to San Diego to Shelter Island, so I'm really excited about this. The Nashville show, Sean, you saw it. A lot of people saw it, but I'm changing it up for the Blue Angels next week.
But I think that's a good idea, too, because I want to see that show again.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show. In fact, I want to bring back some of the very first shows
there you go.
That we started with, and I'm proud of every single one of them, but I'm so proud that they just keep getting better and better and better. And Traveling with Françoise airs every Thursday on Fox 11 at noon and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. Yes, that's a 30-minute television show. Now, I do want to backtrack just a bit. This is the travel hour of the show. Last week we had Dick Shahab on from McDonald's. And originally Dick had planned we were going to talk about his travels and all sorts of stuff. But that morning, right before I learned when he walked in, Patty Daly Caruso had passed away. He just finding out, very, very close friend of his.
Right.
And a lot of you saw it all in the news and it was in the paper and yesterday the service was beautiful. He told me I was in shock. It happened suddenly. He was in shock. It really threw off our whole mojo of where we were going.
Right.
Yeah. And so I do wanted a quick apology. I want to thank Dick. I told Dick, please leave if you have to. He didn't want to abandon the show. Because
I think he was enjoying just kind of the back and forth you guys were having.
Right. He was.
And like, it didn't go the direction you wanted it to, but I think that it sounded good because you guys were just kind of talking. I think it was just, it was kind of his release, I think, for that moment.
Right, because his phone never stopped bleeping the whole time we were here. Texas and all, everything going on. So, again, like I say, it wasn't our normal travel, but we are back on track. And we always welcome Dick Shahab into the studio anyway. He's just a great guy, and he does so much for the Coachella Valley. So, but I just wanted you to give a heads up how that kind of got a little just, it was hard for me to concentrate. Because I was in such shock. I mean, 73, boom. So there, I mean, that's why you should get out, enjoy your life, try to do all those things that you really would like to do. And hopefully these fees from the airlines will not stop you from doing them. So here's the latest. Airlines collected a record $7 billion last year in fees on baggage and flight changes, reflecting a steady rise in those fees since 2010. On average, customers who paid for at least one checked bag ended up paying more for combined airfare and fees than they did when prices were bundled and included luggage. Yeah, I'm not going to pay to have a seat change. I mean, I might if I'm going for 7 or 8 hour flight.
Right.
But to go 2 hours.
If you're going that far, you would try to plan it. You would try to plan it out anyway, so you wouldn't have to change it.
Right. Yeah. So I just, I know sitting in one of those middle seats between two people is not always fun,
right.
But I really lucked out. Coming back from Nashville, I was in the middle seat.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, should I try to change it? And then I said, no, I don't want to spend all the time trying to go up and change it. So I'm walking down the aisle, and it was a husband and wife that had the two end seats.
Uh-huh.
And he just moved to the middle seat.
There you go.
I didn't say a word. I just sat down, but because I could see they were together.
Right.
And maybe they thought, they were probably hoping, well, I hope this person isn't such a stickler that they make a big deal out of this.
Yeah, I would hope there's not somebody that just is desperately waiting for the middle seat. I don't feel like there's that person out there.
So I'm thinking to myself, this is fantastic.
Yeah, that works out good.
And he never said one word to me. He talked to his wife, and then I was going to say thank you, but I figured I'm not even going to bring it up.
You should have, like right before you landed, you should have been like, you know what? I think I'm in the wrong seat.
Yeah, right. We should have changed. Okay. Anyway, back to the prices here. It said lower fuel prices helped. Remember when the airlines now are making money. They didn't after 1/11. It was terrible. They had huge, huge losses after, 9/11, and we all understandably why. But it says here now the low fuel prices, which is traditionally one of the larger expenses for airlines, cost the carriers $24.7 billion last year. Listen to this, down from $50.2 billion in 2012.
So they're saving money on gas and they're still charging us more?
Yeah. I mean, now they're finally the airlines. You know, they are there to make money, but maybe.
Yeah, but I think just the fees are ridiculous.
The fees are ridiculous. In fact, the government's trying to figure out how they can stop this. This is a really tricky area for them. It says so far this year, airlines collected $2.2 billion in baggage fees and nearly $1.5 billion in change fees, changing your seats and whatnot, during the first 6 months of the year. So maybe you're right. You brought out a good point, Sean. Maybe when you're planning these trips, try to do it correctly the first time.
Right. Yeah, because if they want to charge you for every little thing to do.
Yeah. Don't get a seat and hope that you can change it
right
later. And I still
I think it's ridiculous to even charge. Like, if you're not making any extra work, there's just no need to charge a fee. If I go up to you and I say, hey, can I move seats? And you can look at the computer and say, yeah, this one's free. I don't feel like there's a big need for money there.
Yeah. I'm still confused about why they would overbook a flight and then offer people $1,000. It's a joke now. People are just saying, hold out as long as you can. You'll get $4,000 or so.
I might buy a couple extra tickets.
just sit on them.
Just because.
You do have to be there, though, if you go.
I'll be there. I'm a big guy. I'll be like, I need all this whole row right here.
Yeah. It's crazy. I still haven't figured that out. Why don't you just fill the jet and forget about it? Because I don't know. Anyway. What do I know? I just do my little travel shows here. And let's talk about turbulence a little bit. It happens to all of us. So at some point during many flights, the captain will calmly announce that there could be some bumps ahead, and so passengers must be seated with their seatbelts on. They say about 40 people a year are seriously injured by turbulence in the U.S., and this is according to the Federal Aviation Administration figures from the last 10 years. The FAA counted 44 injuries last year, the most since more than 100 were hurt in 2009. But they say the official count is almost certainly too low because the NTSA requires airlines to report incidents that result in serious injury or death only. They don't talk about the time we're just throwing around the plane, but airlines are not required to report injuries unless they require a 48-hour hospital stay or involve certain specific injuries such as major broken bones, burns, or organ damage.
And I would hope concussions.
Well, yeah. So those numbers are slightly skewed because really half of the cases of just being knocked around in a jet, no one's going to report.
No.
I mean, knock on wood, I've had a little. I'm not even going to bring this up. I'm jinxing myself. But it does happen, but it happens to all of us. And really, you know, the pilots, they do take great pride and try to avoid very turbulent areas.
It's not something that I don't feel like it's something that you can control. I think it's out of our control. All we can know is that we're coming to it.
Right.
That's about the extent of it.
Well, and I don't think the pilots, I hope, don't say, oh, look, Joe, there's a bunch of turbulence up there. Let's go through it.
If we take this shortcut. I don't think it's any of that.
Yeah. But they might say, well, we see it on the radar and we'll kind of skirt around it.
Right.
Yeah. They do that. So, anyway. All right. We have one prize to give away, and we're going to give this away in the next segment of the show here. We have two tickets to the Desert Oasis Music Festival, October 7th and 8th. This is general admission passes for 2 days plus parking. They're going to have a ton of stuff going on there. They have 24 live bands performing on 3 stages. They have a ton of food there from Jackalope Ranch burgers, tacos, spicy pies, sage vegan, all sorts of stuff. This is a $350 package for you if you're into all this different kind of music, and it's Latin rockers, SKA punk. I'm probably ska punk. Would that be it? I don't know. All sorts of reggae, you name it. It's a really diverse group of musicians, and it happens October 8th and 7th at the Empire Polo Club. You can buy your tickets online at Empire. No, you buy them at DesertMusicFestival.com, which is already on Traveling with Francoise. We're going to give those away when we come back. That number you're going to call is 760-440-8255. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. in the desert. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. All right. So we have two tickets. This is a $350 value to the Desert Oasis Music Festival coming up October 7th and 8th at the Empire Polo Club. And that is out there in Indio. They have, 24 live bands. This is a $350 package. The tickets will be at will call in your name. You'll have to show ID to pick them up. If you'd like to win these tickets, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Again, this is a two-day event. You can go however much time you want to spend over there. Again, it's a $350 package, includes parking. It's at the Empire Polo Grounds, and it is on October 7th and 8th. So I have these available for you right now, 760-440-8255. Check your calendar first, though. Make sure that you can go. That's a huge thorn in my side if you win these and you can't go. So grill them, Sean. No. Just teasing. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with a low-vision consultant who can assist with ordering adaptive products such as magnifiers, sunglasses, large print items, and more. Their audio library contains over 100,000 titles on digital audio and is free to those with vision loss and other physical disabilities. 760-321-1111 for the Braille Institute on Ramon Mode in Rancho Mirage. Please take advantage to all that they have to offer. Please, please, please do so. All right, here's some travel warnings that are out right now by the TSA. And Cuba has a travel warning, and a lot of that is just because of all the storms that have been through there. Kenya has a travel alert, not a warning, but an alert that happened on September 13th. Haiti has a travel warning, and Kenya back on September 8th had a travel warning, but again, they've downgraded that to a travel alert. So they're talking about all the islands out there. We want to talk a little bit about that. Certainly, we have our, well, we do have a winner. Okay.
Yes, you do. You have a Marilyn from Richcraft.
Richcraft?
There you go.
All right. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, you just won that $350 package to the music festival, the Desert Oasis Music Festival.
I'm thrilled. I'm totally thrilled about that one.
Have you been out to the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're actually heading on our way from Ridgecrest down. We're just coming through Indio right now, so we're heading down next weekend as well, too, so...
Well,
it's going to be a fun time.
Well, fantastic. Now, this is October 7th and 8th, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, good. And you're going to have a great time. Have you been out to the Polo Grounds before?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful facility out there. So this is going to be a lot of fun. They have 24 live bands. They have food. They have all sorts of colorful art installations. It's really a good time out there.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Well, you are more than welcome, and thanks so much for listening, and congratulations. And okay?
Thanks. Have a great day.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Yay. So she's in her car coming from Ridgecrest. All right. Now we are back to a travel. While places like Puerto Rico was severely damaged by strong winds from Hurricane Maria, other areas such as Aruba and Jamaica were not damaged and are open for business. Please keep this in mind. Frank Comito, president and director general of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, said the view that the entire Caribbean was devastated by Maria just isn't true. 70% of the Caribbean was not severely hit and is open. These are huge numbers here, because when we watch the news just shows areas that are devastated and areas that are flooding out.
Right.
Yeah. But 70% of the Caribbean was not severely damaged.
That's good to know, because it does feel like Like, yeah. Maybe a couple of the islands are gone.
Right.
That's how it feels.
Right. It does feel like that. And people are thinking they're probably canceling trips right and left, and they might probably not have to. So maybe our guest coming up, Stephen Lalo, they can shed a little bit of light on this also. But yeah, keep that in mind. And here's something else. We all know the dangers of texting and driving, and you're probably wondering, why is she bringing that up right now on this travel show? But equally dangerous is texting while walking, especially when you're traveling in unfamiliar locations. Now, one popular U.S. vacation city is doing something about it. Starting in October, Honolulu will become the first major U.S. city to pass legislation making distracted walking a crime.
No.
Anyone caught looking at their phones or tablets, well, wait a minute, while crossing the street.
Okay.
This is while crossing the street.
Okay.
Will be fined between $15 and $99. It's an attempt to stop the increase in what they call smartphone zombies.
I agree with the idea, but it still feels like a little bit of a money grab.
Yeah.
The idea is there. It's behind some reason.
Right. Crossing the street. If they would have said on the sidewalks,
right,
then I would have. Well, there's no way. First of all, they can enforce that. And this is going to be hard to enforce.
It will.
But when you're in really heavy, I was thinking about Nashville. I mean, there's lots of traffic, lots of people. And you're also, in some of these areas, the tourist area is also connected with neighborhoods. So you have people driving to work and driving right. around, and they get really frustrated
oh, yeah.
when the tourists just walk through the red lights and walk through everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're kind of, you know, begging for something to happen. So, again, this will be happening starting October in Honolulu, so be careful if you're crossing the street and you're staring at your phone or tablet. Does anybody really use tablets, though?
I mean,
I don't see that many
I don't, but I've learned that we're different here in the desert, so.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to walk around with a tablet. Here's something else. If travelers are going to gamble while on a cruise, they should always enroll in the cruise line's gambling loyalty program because they will earn points for perks. I didn't even think about doing that. Carnival Cruise Line's Players Club rewards with free drinks, and Norwegian Cruise Line's casinos at sea offer such benefits as early boarding. So there you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet you that especially if you're somebody that goes on cruises a lot,
yeah,
I'll bet you they offer you some really cool stuff because they're just trying to get people to come back.
I know. I don't sign up anywhere when I go. I just don't. I guess
they
I
offer
should,
you cool things because they want you to come back in there.
They want you to come back. Yeah. I don't know. I get enough phone calls, and I say that with all due respect. Yeah. All right. The Denver Marriott City Center will rebrand as a Hilton Denver City Center in December. The 613-room property has undergone a $27 million renovation and will be the first flagship Hilton brand location in downtown Denver. Amtrak's Break the Travel Quo campaign courts travelers with online ads and videos highlighting the pluses of traveling by train. Amtrak doesn't charge baggage fees, offers comfortable seating with no middle seats, and allows passengers to talk on their cell phones and move about at will.
I know it doesn't have to do with what you just said, but you reminded me, so I want to tell you real quick.
Okay.
On the show, I enjoyed your little tip there about checking bags and accidentally checking one bag when it's just a carry-on. I think that was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you know why? Because I almost did that.
Did you?
Because I'm doing the kiosk, and normally I print out my boarding pass at home.
Right.
Or when I'm on the other end of it, yep. I'll print it out at the hotel or wherever I'm staying. This time I didn't. This time I said, okay, Francoise, use the kiosk. I thought the kiosk, I think at one time you did have to put your driver's license in there, uh-huh. and it was a little bit more of a process.
Right.
But now once you have your confirmation number, it's so easy. That's all you need to put in.
That's cool.
I think you put your last name or something, and it pops right up. And then it asks you about the baggage fees, and there's usually a scale right there also. So you measure and then know what the cost is and pay. But I kept thinking, well, I have a bag. I am dragging this bag with me, but it's a carry-on. And again, that's not considered a bag that you have to pay for.
I think that between the drive back from Vegas and then that, I think you have something there. I think you have something with your tips.
Yeah, I think I was really seriously thinking this morning now that I need to do a TV show on the back roads to Vegas.
There you go.
I have to stop at the Amboy Sulphur Mine and do something there. And I don't know. Anyway, I'm thinking about it.
Sorry, got you off track.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's all right. Well, something that we're not thinking about, which we should be soon, is ski trips. Winter will be here before we know it, and the experts are all saying book your trips right now.
Makes sense.
Before the snow is here, because once the snow falls, we know
what
happens.
Everybody wants to go.
Prices go up. So if you have a must-do ski trip that you do every winter, don't wait until November or even December to book it. Try to plan it right now. Why you can get better prices, better room choice as well, especially if you have a specific cabin or room that you want to stay in. So the experts are saying do that right now. I have stuff about an emergency kit, but I'm going to save that till later for our next show. Joshua Tree National Park, free entrance on September 30th. Remember that. That is happening. It is Joshua Tree National Park. It is free on the 30th. It's National Public Lands Day. Take the opportunity to enjoy the stunning sights of the park that set a record last year with more than 2.5 million visitors. Lot. Borrego Days is coming up October 20th through 22nd. I'll be out there emceeing the parade and all the festivities. Book your hotel room now, or if you're going to go, it's only 90 minutes away. Go for the Saturday or Sunday. Going to have live entertainment, all bunch of stuff happening through town. They're going to have skate luges going on, and I don't know, just a bunch of new stuff this year. So again, it's October 20th through 22nd. BorregoDays.com is the website, so try to come on out there and hang out and enjoy Borrego. Maybe you guys come out on Saturday. You should come out on Saturday, Sean, and see the parade.
I've been telling Jasmine about it, but I've been talking to her about going at night and looking at the stars and stuff.
Oh, that too.
I think that would be fun.
No, well, let me know. But you definitely should come out. It's a lot of fun out there. And if you want to go whale watching, now's the time, because the whales are migrating, south. It's winter. They're going south. To get to the warmer waters of Mexico. So there's going to be a lot of whales out there. Go to Dana Wharf, sport fishing and whale watching, danawharf.com. They do such a great job out there. Donna, we haven't had Donna call us in a while, so we'll have to arrange that to have her call us. All right. We want to congratulate Marilyn on winning those two tickets to that music festival. I have another set, but I'm not giving those away today. I might just give them away next weekend or on the website or on the Facebook page. I'm not sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to step aside and take a break for some local and national news. When we come back, Lalo and Steve join us. We're going to talk about safaris, Kenya, Great Migration, and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Well, I misspoke, but we can rectify that. We're listening to the travel portion of the show. And joining us is only Steve Canold from Adult Customized Tours, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's all right. Lala's busy. Lala's doing... Well, first of all, let me backtrack real quickly. You guys were going to be on a little cruise this weekend, and now you're not going to be on a little cruise this weekend. So you're here, and we're glad you're here in studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Celebrity Cruises, in fact, we have a group right now on the same voyage that we were going to take. It's a coastal cruise, and we got a call and said, hey, we've got this extra stateroom. Would you like to go? And normally we get these invitations where it's one of the perks of the business. But we had this little window, and we said, okay, and great, it's all confirmed. And then they sold the cabin, so that's okay. I don't hold that against Celebrity.
It's No.
Great, great company.
It's a business.
And things happen for a reason.
Yep. I know. But that, like you say, it is part of the perks of being in the business. But sometimes, you know, it is a business. So they had people want those rooms, and you were out. So that's what
one of their competitors, Princess, had a... activities director, and I was having coffee with her one morning, and she said, you know, my philosophy, I'll never forget this, my philosophy in travel is, blessed are the flexible, for they shall bend and not break. Isn't that neat?
That is neat.
Now, and it's true. Any traveler should go with that philosophy, because you plan and God laughs.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And you just have to go with the flow, because it'll all work out. Just think you're lucky enough to be on these adventures to begin with. Now, Adult Customized Tours, you started this how many years ago?
1976. Now, you had said 30. I was listening to your show on the way up here. 30 years or something. Oh, 1976, so 41 years ago. That was our first customized tour.
Wow, isn't that incredible? And the places you've been all over the world, and you still travel. I love that, too, that you still get out there and experience, because places change.
Oh, yes,
things change.
And so
change.
Do travelers.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes through the years, I can imagine. I wanted to bring up something before we talk about your trip to Kenya, the safari. I want to talk about some upcoming international and local trips that you have going on, and the tulip cruise and all that sort of stuff. I was reading some industry news this morning, travel news, and they were talking about the Caribbean. Frank Comito, the president and general director of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, is saying that not the entire Caribbean was devastated by Maria. They say 70% of the Caribbean was not severely hit and is open. Now, what do you tell your customers, your clients, when they're calling you panicking? I'm sure some were saying, Steve, should we go? Should we not go? How do you handle these situations when they arise?
Because we run.
You ran? Okay.
No, no.
Turn the phones off.
The reality
off,
is, is we monitor this situation. You mentioned on your show the last half hour about Kenya and Cuba. Well, we have 41 people going to Cuba on the first week of October. So we've had our documentation meetings and all that. So you look at the situation. Now, we heard from Royal Caribbean at the beginning of the month that they were not going to drop anchor in Key West. And I, at the documentation meeting, I said, my feeling is wait and see.
Yeah.
Because certain places, in fact, almost all the Caribbean ports, depend on tourism. Mm-hmm. And I said, so does Key West. So we received notice last week, at the end of last week, that said, guess what? Key West is open for business. We will be stopping there. As far as Havana is concerned, the northern part of the island got hit. Havana, yes, it was flooded, but it's drained now. They're open, and Havana is definitely a go-to destination, and they have mopped it all up. So you almost have to take these things and decide. You know, people fail to realize that there is a travel warning almost permanently going to Israel, the Holy Land, and that's because of the West Bank. But the rest of Israel is fine.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Kenya is concerned, in August, there was an election 5 days before we were to land. And a couple elections ago, prior to this one, they had machetes in the streets of Nairobi and all of that stuff. So there was some concern. Don't go to Kenya. It was completely calm, peaceful. Mm-hmm. We stayed a couple days in Nairobi before we went to Samburu and to the Masai Mara. There's nothing going on there except every animal on the continent.
Mm.
So you have to measure these things. Would I go to Pyongyang in North Korea like some Americans? No.
Mm-hmm.
Would we send people there? No, that would be putting people in harm's way. But when you have permanent travel warnings to destinations like Israel that are only focused on one part of that country, no credible tour operator is going to take you to the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right, I do. So we really depend on our tour operators, too, for you to sit down and say, okay, this happened, so now we're not going there. And we have to respect that. There's a reason why you're saying that. It's not mm-hmm. just because you don't feel like going there or sending the people there. There are reasons. And on the flip side, there's reasons you're saying, okay, we're making a little diversion here, and I want you all to stop in this one town, or I want you to see this, so we're going to go there. And you do that to benefit the clients.
Nor do the cruise lines. They're not going to put you in harm's way. You're not, you know, one woman at our documentation meeting said, I don't want to go on a devastation tour. This is not what I paid for. That line has haunted us. This is not what I paid for.
Yeah.
If you went to Hawaii and it rained every day, that's not what you paid for either. But blessed are the flexible, for they shall bend mm-hmm. and not break.
Yeah. Because rain is not going to stop a trip. Might make it a little wet. But otherwise, you're still there. You're still going. Yeah, that's interesting when people say, do you ever sometimes want to say, well, what do you think you paid for? Have you ever thought? But you probably don't even want to know because I'm sure it would be everything. But it is interesting how people react to travel. Do you find that more with new travelers? I think veteran travelers, they expect the unexpected. New travelers perhaps have such high expectations of this trip that they've been planning for a lifetime. That
great expectations, two words that destroy travel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Venice. It's going to be the most romantic place I've ever seen, and we're going to kiss under the Bridge of Sighs. Oh my gosh, there's a raft floating there. This is not what I paid for. You don't do this. Yeah. You just came back from Nashville, and we had a couple of incidences which shocked the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. And that was because we chartered with a Gray Line for your tours. This is America, number one. Number two, Gray Line, one of the most renowned excursion companies. You wouldn't think that they would lose a reservation mm-hmm. for people, not just once, but twice. You had to save it in the historical tour. And then when we had our cruise down the river there, the same thing happened. We have no record of you. Who did you speak to? That kind of stuff. This doesn't happen in America, but it did on your tour.
Yep.
So what do you do? You're in America, and they speak our language, this is it, and these things can happen, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah, sometimes I think with Nashville, they were also overwhelmed there, too, with what was going to happen with the solar eclipse.
That
I think threw a lot of companies in a frazzle. And
freeways were going to be parking lots, somebody told our escort, Dixie, well, you ain't ever going to get to the airport on time. And I guess you had a clear ride there.
So everyone had a clear ride.
Got there early.
Some people did leave and go to different sites to see the solar eclipse, but it all worked out. So, yes, you just have to go with the mindset.
And by the way, that was a stellar production. I can't wait to refer to people to your website to have them see that.
Thank you.
What a beautifully produced, edited account of Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville and going
and
on a tour.
Thank you for escorting your listeners.
Oh, well, no, you are more than welcome, but it was for ACT, and it showed people. What I really liked about that is it showed people, and this is what I wanted to get across, that you can be on an organized tour. They can go. How many people went to Kenya with you?
We had, I think, 20.
20 people in Kenya. But not everybody, I'm sure, want to go to the dinner at the same time or all this. So you can be flexible on tours. You are not locked chained together where you have to do every single thing together. And that's what I love about it.
And this is a big change from 40 years ago when mm-hmm. you would be slap on name tags. Hi, my name is Betty. And you'd be led around. They even have them on ropes now around your neck. We don't do any of that mm-hmm. because I don't think people really want that. You don't see that on Europeans. So yes, flexibility is what it's all about, mm-hmm. including, you know, we're always asked by our hotels, and what time would you want breakfast? I said, just give us the hours and let people go down when they want.
Yeah, because that's me. I'm one of the. I don't do breakfast, and I might come strolling in right as they're taking away the eggs or something, because that's just not. And I don't want to feel like I have to be there, and I love that. So great step. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside, just get this break. And then after that, we're going to talk about your trip to Kenya.
And Tanzania.
And we'll talk a little bit about some of the tours that you have coming up. You have this great tulip cruise in April, which I think is phenomenal.
Isn't that wonderful?
I know. I think it sounds, it looks beautiful just saying the word. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM, 100.9 FM and Arizona, and streaming live and all over the place. We'll be right back. Well, Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Joining me today is Steve Connulty. He is the founder of Adult Customized Tours, ACT. Their office is in Palm Springs, and all their information's on the website, and you hear me talk about them all the time. Now, this segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts. They are throughout the Coachella Valley, all over the place. Travelers learn quickly they don't need a lot of stuff, so donate all your gently used or new items to Angel View, and in the process, you're offering the Angel View clients a life that is just phenomenal. They're living in homes that are fantastic, spread throughout the valley, and they just do really wonderful things at Angel View. So go to their website, angelview.org. That's angelview.org. All right, Kenya, Tanzania, you were there how many days?
It was a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. And what did you guys see? I saw some pictures were unbelievable.
Well, it was during the Great Migration where the zebra and the wildebeest come from Tanzania, across the Serengeti into the Maasai Mara for water, basically, because that's when it sort of rains in Kenya. And so to be in the middle of that with animals on each side of you, and I think, Françoise, we saw every animal on the continent five or six times. It was an assault on the senses. It was terrific.
Now, did you guys stay in those tent lodgings, or were you in a hotel, or?
We prefer to stay in and find lodges. Mm-hmm. I think if you're out with the animals, and this is on all of our Africa trips, those that stay in tents are a niche market. Like, you have to stay in a tent to experience Africa. No, mm-hmm. We feel that if you're on a safari all day or game drives in the morning and then in the afternoon, you like to come back to some amenities.
That would be me. Now, some of the folks did hot air ballooning. I've seen the pictures.
And you have posted that, or not you, but they're posted on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And people enjoy that. Yeah, they did that. It's a classic excursion on a Kenya trip to balloon.
Now, Steve, you and Lalo, you guys have been there before. Is this your third or fourth trip there? Or
it was about the fourth.
Fourth trip.
But I've never gone during the Great Migration.
Okay, because I wanted to ask, what made you want to go back? And that was the Great Migration?
I wanted to see the Great Migration. And, Africa probably is our number one return destination. People who go to, we have coming up in a couple weeks, the five-country African adventure, which is South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Namibia, and Botswana. You go on this. The Chamber did South Africa, a wonderful South Africa tour last year. There's something that says, I want to go back, because it's what travel is all about. You round a corner and there are a pride of lions. And they're not placed there. They're not wearing collars or things. They were there before man. So whether it's Kruger Park or the Serengeti or Ngorongoro Crater in Tanzania, it's the anticipation. And it makes you feel like kids again, which travel should do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'm sure, as we talked, the weather wasn't always perfect, or was it all perfect?
It was wonderful.
It was great. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, very exciting. I was envious. I was seeing the pictures. I'm always envious. So no matter where my fans and listeners, they send me pictures when they're traveling all over the world, and I always jokingly say back, I'm so jealous that you're going there.
And one of the reasons that we go on this, Lalo and I, is because it's important that the owners every once in a while go and check on things and adjust their itineraries for the next time. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people subsequent to this tour say, are we going to do it again? We are customizing a tour now. We have the best of China. We have the best series, but we've never done the best of Africa. We're creating a tour now that goes to the Maasai Mara in Kenya, to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, and Cape Town in South Africa, and that'll be on our website soon. We're just getting the final, but those three destinations sort of will be the ultimate Africa.
Would that be 2018 or 19?
We're going to try for 2018.
Okay, because you already have a lot of trips. You have a trip going to London coming up in November that's sold out. You have your Copper Canyon trip that is sold out. You have one coming up that caught my eye, India's Holi Fest. That sounds fascinating.
It's wonderful. It's in February, which is the dry season, the humidity. It covers the Golden Triangle cities of Agra, the Taj Mahal, Jaipur, the Pink Palace, and this is where the Marigold series was filmed. Also, New Delhi. But in addition, for the first time, we're stopping in Rathborn. This is a national park where you can take game drives looking for Bengal tigers, and we've included two safaris to that end, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That trip is outstanding, and it's during the country's Holi Fest, which is their celebration of spring, and they throw colors and things, and it's quite an amazing time to be there.
And this is a 10-day trip. It's February 22nd through March 3rd in 2018. Your price on this, which includes airfare, transfers to LAX, fuel taxes, and all these things. All the tours is only $24.95.
Yep, and the extension is to Nepal, Kathmandu. This is in the Valley of the Himalayas. It's incredible. As long as you go that far, you might want to consider doing that because all of the performances and food is included there and tours. But also you have the opportunity to take an airplane right past Mount Everest, real up close to Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Again, what is travel all about except for things like this?
Now, when you have trips like this, your London Thanksgiving trip is sold out. Of course, you have China, Best of China coming up, Russia, Scandinavian, and the Three Baltics. Are most of the trips, and you have a lot of trips going on.
Don't forget the one in November, Fiji, Australia, and New Zealand.
So
sold out.
It's sold out. My question is, 108
people going on that one.
Are all the tours open to as many people that want to go, or are some of the tours you have to put a certain number on it? Say you only can let 20 people go on this tour. There's only room for 25 or 30. How does it dictate whether you can open it up to as many people can go versus we only get a certain amount?
Well, take the one that I just mentioned, the New Zealand, Australia. Okay, that's on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And therefore, whether there are people or others, you unpack once and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So we can let that go. Would I take over 100 people to Kenya or someplace? We've done this before, but we'll have separate buses. Well, for example, China is a perfect example, our Best of China program. We'll have separate buses, and every bus will have a national guide. Every bus will have a local guide. They don't all arrive at the hotel at the same time, so their luggage, they are not aware of the amount of people. So we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, an ACT, you know, there's a lot more nowadays, again, travel trends than London, Paris, Rome. So you'll find things like India's Holi Fest or these the Tulip Cruise coming up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it just dictates, the popularity will dictate.
Oh, okay. Because I know some people would say, oh, well, if they're only going to take 40 people, or they can take me and 20 friends.
If people say, I don't like large groups, well, then pay an extra $1,000 to have it limited to 20 people.
Yeah.
And because that's what companies will charge, an extra $1,000. What we do is we allow these smaller groups to go, because the larger ones will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no problem discussing that. But if people say, let me tell you why. I don't care why. Just be prepared to pay about an extra $1,000 for that intimate tour.
So it's but your tour, I don't know. Like I say, they all feel intimate because you've been doing it so long. Adult customized tours, you know how to do it. You know how to organize these trips and get people over there, have a great time, and get them back and get them ready for the next one. In fact, people are already signing up for other trips before they even get back. They're going online saying, all right, I'm liking this one so much, I'm signing up.
We've had so much positive response from your television show.
Oh,
thank
you.
The people that went on that and their friends, when are you going to do it again? So we're looking into that.
Because you know the one issue, because the solar eclipse, lines were so long everywhere.
Is that right?
That was, and I would love to go back. I know a lot of people would love to go back to Nashville because the Parthenon, the bus driver said, the tour guide on the bus said, we've never seen lines this long, and it's just because of the solar eclipse. So, but I'd go back in a second. Now, Tulip Cruise, we just have 2 minutes left. This is your first time doing this, I think. Your Tulip Cruise in April?
Well, we've offered the Tulip Cruise
before.
Oh,
you have? Oh,
sure.
I didn't know that. I thought
but it, not at this low price.
Okay.
This is outstanding because it is a 5-star river vessel, and it goes. Of course, this includes a night hotel in Amsterdam, and then you have another 2 days in Amsterdam. It includes entrance to the Keukenhof Tulip Festival, Tulip Grounds, and the museum. And, of course, you have tours in every one of the stops, and you're going all the way to Belgium and back, and cruising, you go to Ghent and Antwerpen and Rotterdam, and it's all listed on our website. But the price is exceptional because you have open bar or all the beer and wine you would like at lunch and dinner. You have a 5-star vessel, like I said. Every one of the rooms faces the river, so you don't have an inside room.
Well, I liked just the fact that there are all the beautiful flowers. Steve Canole, that's me. I'm so easy to please. Thank you so much for coming in today. That half hour just flew by. For folks, for more information, it's really simple. You can go to my website, and you can click on Adult Customized Tours or on a sponsors page. Go right to your website, but it's really simple as well as ACT-tours.com. They have so many trips coming up. Steve, we'll have to have you back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for us. We're going to wrap it up next week on TV. It'll be the Blue Angel Show. I just felt like re-airing that one. Next week here on the show, we're going to talk about Shelter Island and a bunch of other things. So have a great week. We'll see you next time on Traveling with Françoise. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.